What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Yvonne in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Aloha. I had a question. I wanted to know if you had ever heard of a group called MOA, Muslims of America. Supposedly they have 22 groups scattered throughout the country. And the government says that they're not terrorists. They haven't put them on a terrorist list. But last year in the Catskills, about an hour away from where I live in New York, Alex Jones sent a crew to investigate the group, and they said, oh, they're doing bad stuff. And then supposedly about a week ago, they're saying that one of their members was caught shoplifting bullets. So they got they were able to do a raid, and they found all sorts of guns and stashes and weapons. I mean, I'm a conspiracy nut, but I think it sounds like a CIA, you know, like that Jonestown cult that they had all over the country in the 60s and 70s. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I have heard of them, and I've heard the story. Apparently, they were raided. The first thing I thought of in listening to how this thing was set up, it reminds me of those secret CIA training bases down in Louisiana that were preparing for that second invasion of Cuba. Kennedy had to shut them all down.
That's a CIA. That's what I thought. It sounded like a CIA. Because the guy who they arrested, he was from... In 1977, he was apparently arrested in Brooklyn for robbing a candy store, and somebody died, and he was in jail. And I can't get the information, but they said that he was released shockingly quickly, and all of a sudden, he's part of this Muslim group, you know? And how does a gangster from Brooklyn at age 22 in jail, no education, no nothing, all of a sudden become part of this, you know, this secret group? And... yeah, okay. So I thought the same thing. It sounded like a CIA deal. And that's kind of interesting that InfoWars got involved in it last year. And I wonder if there's, like, a war between FBI, CIA. Because a lot of times it seems like a member of the FBI or CIA does something, and then somebody else in that department doesn't like it, and they shut it down. And that's it.
Okay, well, but I agree with you. It does feel like it's one of these secret training camps set up by the CIA to basically create a crisis, you know, like a Muslim invasion of America. But you know something? Were that to happen, were that to be the next false flag, it's going to backfire on them tremendously, because the American people are going to be saying, well, who let all these Muslims in to the country in the first place to cause all these problems? Well, yeah. U.S. government, George Soros, and all of those. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Linda in Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good. I said, how are you? So I wanted to know, did you clear up your, what was said yesterday, that this police officer... didn't have any problems prior to the shooting? He did.
There were a couple of complaints against him, one of which appears to have been retaliation for a complaint he made against another officer. So it's a little bit murky, and I understand from talking to police around...
I try to, like, not just take one newspaper article or one blog. I try to cross and look through a few and see what consistent information I can get. And what I got from about three articles yesterday was that there's three complaints. One is sealed. One from 2016 is sealed, not to be opened. That's what I read in...
Okay, well, that sounds like administrative. Usually when they seal a complaint, it has to do with improper procedures, not necessarily by the officer themselves here. But again, Occam's razor, it all comes back down to this guy had absolutely no reason at that moment to pull his gun and pull the trigger. Even if you look at those other complaints, they're not a complaint of he pulled his gun and shot at me.
One is a complaint of being kidnapped by the police. I mean, that's one complaint. She was taken out of her home, and she had mental health problems, and her arm was twisted and blah, blah. That's one of the complaints that is open from 2017.
Well, again, we're looking at an area. If she's got mental issues, she may have, you know, it may have been a wellness check. But again, we're, you know, if you found a complaint somewhere where it says this guy pulled his gun without any apparent reason and threatened somebody, I'd say maybe there's an issue there. But Occam's razor is coming to this known problem of the SSRIs and the antidepressants.
Michael,
and I'm sorry, but that's
Michael,
that's the simplest, most reasonable
Michael,
explanation.
Lot,
Linda,
Michael,
thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I know the pharmaceutical industries don't want this issue brought up. But if you go over to whatreallyhappened.com and take a look on down, members have been posting these videos about all these people whose lives have been ruined by these prescription antidepressants, all these doctors who are saying these things are dangerous. There is a problem. We could, like I said earlier, we could literally have a nation whose population is being chemically driven to bizarre behavior, all in the name of the almighty dollar. And there's a question there, and it must be asked. Congress wanted to ask, but they were bribed to basically ignore it. But there's a real issue there. And like I said before, we know that corporations are perfectly willing to sell us food full of chemicals to make us eat more so that they can have more profit, even though it results in the obesity epidemic. We understand that corporations are literally ordering us to buy and use vaccines, which are usually ineffective and in many cases very dangerous, causing a lot of harm, but it doesn't matter because it's making money. So is it really that difficult to imagine marketing and selling these prescription antidepressants, even knowing they are causing bizarre behavior among a susceptible portion of the population? Remember, all of those gun grabbers, almost all of those gun grabbers, that the mass shooters, almost all of those mass shooters being wagged at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And it's when you're withdrawing, you are most at risk of just flipping out. Now, we don't know about all the mass shooters because more recently, the government and the corporate media have taken to withholding the information about what medications they were on this idea that even dead people have got a right to privacy. It's all about protecting the profits of those corporations. I have personal experience with how dangerous these medications are. But we live in a country where corporations are allowed to sell dangerous products as long as it makes money and they pay the appropriate taxes and they write nice campaign checks to their favorite politicians. That's just the reality of where we live right now. And it just doesn't make sense. This guy wanted to be a police officer. He gave up a higher paying career path, which resulted in his wife leaving him. She liked all the money. Didn't want to be the wife of a police officer. And he was on the job for 2 years, and he's just sitting there, and all of a sudden, for no reason, there was no gun was found. There's no way to say that this girl in her pajamas was any kind of a threat. And he just pulls the gun and fires. The simplest explanation, Occam's razor. He's on prescription antidepressants, and for whatever reason, his brain got the impulse to fire, and he couldn't stop it. So, now then, getting on back to the various news here. I was rather surprised to find out our State Department had a war crimes office. You would think they'd be very, very busy these days with all the war crimes being committed by the United States. But apparently it's not going to be a problem anymore because Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is shutting it all down. We no longer have a State Department office looking into war crimes. After all, it might get embarrassing out there. Flashback from 2007. The Pentagon has lost $2.3 trillion with a T dollars. I want that money back. Cynthia McKinney was out there basically. And, of course, we know since then that the actual number is considerably higher than that. And we may still not know how much of your money has poured into that Pentagon and just flowed out to who knows where. They're not keeping track of it. They don't need to. Only people who only have a little money and a lot of bills keep careful track of their spending. When you have fountains of money pouring all over you, well, it's just, you know, it's coming in at the top. We spend it out at the bottom, and you know, we don't need to keep track of it. We're never going to bounce a check. Over in Great Britain, members of Parliament from the Defense Select Committee have demanded the British military come up with the full costs of the F-35 warplane deal. They know what the planes themselves are going to cost. Now they're just becoming aware that the planes, as delivered, are going to need lots of upgrades and patches and add-ons that are going to be very expensive, and they want to know exactly what they're getting into. Russia has unveiled a fully automated combat module which can operate autonomously and identify targets on its own. In other words, it's right out of the Terminator movies. They must be watching James Cameron over there in Russia. Apparently, this device is able to identify enemy targets and engage them all on its own. Let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Russia's largest bank makes its first transaction on the Shanghai Gold Exchange as Moscow and Beijing prepare for trade in gold. They're settling accounts back and forth in gold, using gold. No paper notes, certainly not the U.S. Federal Reserve note. And I'm sure over at the Federal Reserve, they're out there saying, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that by the rules we just made up. And we're still seeing a lot of wet work out there in the world of high finance. Apparently, Miguel Blesa, who was the former head of the now-defunct Caja Madrid Savings Bank, and he was awaiting the results of an appeal to a 6-year prison sentence for misusing corporate credit cards issued by the infamous Bankia, which is another defunct bank. Apparently, they were out at this private club, and all of a sudden, people around heard a gunshot blast, and they found this banker dead with a shotgun blast to the chest, which tells us pretty much right there this was not a suicide, especially when there is no report that the shotgun itself was actually recovered here. In the United States, the cable TV companies are in a panic. 793,000 subscribers have cut the cable, so to speak. Streaming is now the thing, much more convenient. People on a busy schedule, they can't actually watch that much cable TV. They use the DVR. Well, why have cable TV and DVR when you can just go to online streaming like Netflix? And the only reason we're still hooked in with our cable provider is we've got a bundled deal with our high-speed internet, which isn't as fast as we were promised. And by the way, ever since Spectrum took over, our bill has gone right through the roof. Now, as you know, there's been a big wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth over the troubles affecting the real estate market. Young people are not buying homes. And somebody only just now figured out the correlation between young people not being able to buy their own homes and the fact that they're still struggling with those student loans, because the high-paying jobs they went to college to acquire are not there. And it's another example of everybody thinking about their own little agenda, their own little business, and nobody looking at the overview. Because somebody looking at the overview would have seen that if you load down these college graduates with these incredible student loans, they are not going to be part of the economy in a larger sense. They're spending all their work paying off the student loans. They're not buying homes. They're not buying cars. They're not going to the shopping malls. There is too little money at the bottom of this economy for it to function. But the money junkies cannot let go because they're addicts. Looking at their behavior, I would say that probably money is even more addictive than heroin. more and more states are saying that the retirement age has to go up. They're now talking about 68. And again, in this country, the reality is the vast majority of Americans will never retire. They won't be able to. And that's certainly going to be the reality for Claire and I and a lot of other Americans. That promised life that the government told you were going to get when you were young, you're not going to get it. They lied to you. I even remember when George Carlin, when he was talking in that routine, The American Dream, he said they want it all. Now they want your retirement money. And he was right. Bill Clinton stole the retirement money of millions of American workers, spent it as general revenue. That's where he got his magic federal budget surplus, by embezzling the retirement money of the American worker. That money was your money. It wasn't the government's money. You were forced to trust the government with your retirement money, and they misspent it. And now they're out there saying, well, it's your fault. You're living too long. You shouldn't be living as long as you are. So, Wells Fargo Bank has announced they're going to shut down 450 branches. Doesn't look like they're doing very well at all. And another cryptocurrency effort has hit a problem over at CoinDash. They were trying to get that started up, and apparently Monday, $7 million was stolen by hackers. And that is putting more strain on the trust in crypto trading world. And again, look at the sheer volume of economic damage being done by these cyber criminals. Where's the NSA? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Isn't it time they actually did something useful that would benefit the American people? Are they the hackers? Is this another version of civil forfeiture to plunder the wealth of the people to keep a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government going? Or are they merely totally incompetent? Now, Sir Christopher Mayer, who is a former ambassador to the U.S. from Great Britain, is out there saying that this idea that Great Britain has to pay a divorce bill before they can negotiate the Brexit is nonsense. Because if you read Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, Great Britain is allowed to negotiate all of the issues of the Brexit at the same time, including what the divorce payment will be. But we know what's really at issue. Brussels understands without that huge chunk of money coming in from the British taxpayers to prop up the EU is going to collapse because Germany cannot carry that load all by themselves, especially with the imposed costs of all the refugees that they're having to carry as well. I would be very surprised if the EU made it to the end of the year. Now, as you know, most migrants trying to sneak into Great Britain basically hide out in trucks, which are then sent across either on ferries or through the Channel Tunnel. But somebody came up with a really novel idea, trying to smuggle migrants from France to Great Britain by ultralight aircraft. And apparently, four Albanian migrants tried to fly from France to Britain in a light aircraft. It's believed to be the first of its attempt, but nobody really knows that. And the four, who included two women and a child, were arrested in Calais before they could take off. Apparently, last year, 629,000 visitors to the United States overstayed their visas, according to Homeland Security. And basically 1% of all travelers. And they remained in the country after overstaying their visas as students, workers, or tourists. All right, there's the music. Can barely hear it. And we'll be back after these commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we have hundreds of U.S. immigration agents deploying to the sanctuary cities. There's a confrontation coming on up between the state and the federal governments. And again, all of these mayors and governors declaring sanctuary cities and refusing to allow the federal government to enforce Title VIII. They are in criminal violation of Title VIII, and they should be going to jail. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions is saying our goal is to end illegal immigration, and it can be done. Eisenhower did it with his Operation Wetback, and he did it with about one-tenth the resources available to Donald Trump. And I know the GOP budget is still going back and forth over the cost of Donald Trump's wall. And again, I don't think a wall is really needed as long as you are enforcing the Title VIII laws that are already on the books. You cut off the financial incentive, and you simply tell those people, you step across that border, you will not be able to find work. There will be no free handouts. Nobody will be allowed to house you or give you rides or anything without going to jail. And in fact, the flow of illegal immigrants across the border has slowed considerably ever since Donald Trump won the White House, and now we need to basically find those illegals and send them back to where they came from. And I'm sorry if the country they're coming from is not doing very well. Ours isn't doing very well. And what they ought to do is basically just go back to their country and reform things. Now, getting on back to that tragedy in Minneapolis where Officer Noor shot Justin DeMond, you have to wonder about the corporate media. The Washington Post has responded to this tragic shooting of this woman, expressing their concern that the fact that the officer who killed her was a Somali is going to feed the Islamophobia. And I understand that is a valid concern, because I don't think Islam or Muslims had anything to do with it. I think it was a pharmacological effect. But at the same time, let's have a little compassion for what happened. Let us remember that police brutality and killing of innocent people has been out of control for quite some time. The police culture seems to tolerate it or encourage it. There's been another incident. Fortunately, it was non-fatal, but apparently there was a high school graduation out in California, and there was a video taken where a police officer grabbed a 52-year-old woman and literally threw her to the ground. What was her crime? She was selling flowers at the high school graduation without a permit. I remember when I was a kid, the basic rule was that you could do anything that you wanted unless the government explicitly forbid it. And now we're in a situation where you can't do anything unless the government gives you permission for a small fee. But that was an inappropriate reaction to flowers. Now, I have often commented about the abuses of the civil forfeiture laws and how the police are actually stealing more from the American people than the thieves and burglars and robbers. And as a matter of fact, the numbers actually back me up. Somebody has actually done a study in 2015 and found out that the police confiscated more than $5 billion from the American people under civil forfeiture laws. Most of those people were not charged with a crime. And apparently that exact same year, losses to burglary were only $3.5 billion. So if you get into trouble, call a burglar. You're going to get off a lot cheaper, I think, here. All right, let's take – no, we're too close to a commercial. We're going to hold that phone call off until after this next commercial break. But the civil forfeiture is a problem. And, again, it was originally created to serve a very useful purpose, but it has been turned into a racket. And, unfortunately, thanks to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, it's about to get a lot worse. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Back to our show here. Now we're talking about civil forfeiture. No, actually we're going to take a phone call first. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good day to you, Michael. Another great show, and you're always right on the money. Michael, what I want to say is I want to talk about, first, I was listening to Michelle Malkin earlier, but before I get there, I want to talk about this resist hate, resist these Democrats are throwing out over there at the Senate chambers. And I'm finding out these people are getting paid $1,800 to go protest over there, and if they get arrested, they get an extra $1,000. So these people are basically, the George Soros is paying these people to protest the senators with a health care bill. So these people actually do go, when they go to jail, they end up getting like $2,600, $2,800 to go protest. And that should be in the media every day that these Democrats are getting paid this kind of money by Soros' organization. And then, you know, it's unbelievable. These people are protesting what? Obamacare's falling flat on his face. It's a disaster. Like Trump said, I say Trump's 100% right. Let it fall on his face. Let it implode, and the Democrats will own it. But, you know, getting back to that, Michael, after I go there, I want to talk about Michelle Malkin. She brought something that really hit me hard. When she was talking about this guy Bill Kristol has more love for Chucky Schmucky Schumer than he does Donald Trump, and he's supposedly like a Republican strategist, whatever Kristol is. But you know what? Michelle Malkin's right. He never brought up the fact what Jonathan Pollard was doing with Israel. But here, Russia, all you hear is about Russia, 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 when Trump. But in the meantime, you had this guy Pollard, to me, the biggest treason ever perpetrated on this country. And you never heard no Kristol or none of these schmucks talking about what that was going on in the state of Israel, listening and doing everything they can to subvert our country. I mean, all you hear is about Russia and Putin. And Michelle Malkin is 100% correct. This guy Kristol's off his chain. This guy's a nutcase. He's a total mental whack job, Bill Kristol. And this guy, he'd rather kiss the butt of Schumer than he would Trump. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And again, the corporate media is not going to tell you about how these protesters are being paid, because it's all part of the same big theatrical presentation to try and control what you're thinking. And the reason we're seeing how obvious these things are is because they have lost control of what we are thinking. And they're desperate to try and get it back because, again, if that's the business of the corporate media, as Mika Brzezinski said, to control what the American people are thinking, and they're not able to do that anymore, then they're going to have to give up those very expensive paychecks that they're getting and go back to living like ordinary people. They'll have to go out and find real jobs.
You talking about Mika, the one that had the chin job? She had a big chin job, and you had a boyfriend looks like Max Headroom. But, Michael, going back to what Michelle was saying, this guy Bill Kristol would rather have the deep state run our country than Donald Trump or Hillary. This guy Kristol was actually praising the deep state. And here he's the guy supposed to be a strategist for the Republicans or whatever he is. I don't know what that guy actually is, Kristol. But here, this guy's supposed to be like for the Republicans, and he's going to stab Trump in the back like this, and then he's gonna talk about how the deep state's way better than Donald Trump or Hillary. Unbelievable.
Need to understand that the hardcore Republican establishment, in particular the neocons, they don't see Trump as one of their own. And so, they are quite adversarial, and that this is the reason they blockaded his attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. Again, they're trying to set things up for 2020 so somebody can come on in and say, well, look, Donald Trump couldn't get anything done, so let's replace him. You know, the deep state, the narcocracy, lost their iron grip lock on American politics on Election Day last year. Trump's a wild card. He could still open up and start exposing all the drug connections and all the other stuff that's been going on in this country for the last 30 years. They don't trust him to stay silent. And that's why they're desperate to get rid of him by any means, fair or foul. And again, these Republicans, they're not loyal to the president. They're loyal to the narcocracy.
Michael, I have to say one more thing. And I know you don't like to hear this. I think I brought it one time before and you I went off it. But what really does bother me, too, about the media, they never, ever went and had a real all the networks had a thing with just Danny Williams Clinton when Trump was running a couple of 6 months ago. They never really went and they talked about this guy Bush with the video of Donald Trump with the girl. But they never talked about when this one reporter went up to the Clinton and said, are you still paying child support to Danny Williams Clinton? They never would air that, Michael. They only aired it one time. Bill Clinton was shaking his head like, yes, he's paying, still giving Danny Williams Clinton money, for child support. And Hillary said, if you do that one more time, I don't know what Hillary's going to do to him. But you never hear about that anymore, about this Danny Williams Clinton. Could you imagine if they were to run that for 24 hours on all the major networks that Clinton actually is the father of that kid? And he
well,
it, it,
yeah, and again, the hypocrisy is very obvious. They're focused on Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump. Meanwhile, Russia gave Podesta's company $35 million. Russia poured $100 million plus, almost $200 million into the Clinton Charitable Foundation after Hillary Clinton helped them seal that Uranium One deal. There's all kinds of stuff out there, and the corporate media will not report it. They are fully on board with protecting that deep state narcocracy. against us ordinary serfs and Donald Trump, who they see as an outsider. And, of course, that's the reason we voted for him. He was an outsider. And so it really is, we're seeing a cold civil war between that narcocracy and the rest of the American people.
Right on, Michael. Michael, do you remember what Casper Weinberger said to the media when he what he wanted to do to Jonathan Pollard?
I don't recall.
He said, I want to take him out in front of the White House, and you know what? Casper Weinberger, who was the secretary, I guess, of defense at the time under Reagan, I think it was Reagan, or I can't remember, Bush, he said, I want to take this guy committed, Casper Weinberger said this guy committed the biggest treason that he's ever heard of in the history of the annals of our country, the United States.
Well, I would have to maybe say that the Rosenberg selling of the nuclear weapon secrets to the Soviet Union might trump that a little bit. But yeah, you're absolutely right. What Jonathan Pollard stole and gave to Israel, and then Israel turned around and traded to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased immigration quotas for Russian Jews. If the U.S. and Russia had gone to nuclear war at that moment, the United States would have lost.
Thank you, Michael. That was it. And you know what? The media will never let that out because it would shake the foundation of the country like it's never been shook. That's for sure.
All right. So, well, thank you very much. We're going to let
show,
you go
Michael.
Here and switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike Howdy from Texas.
Howdy.
I've been sitting there reading about the trial of the Bundys out in Las Vegas, and what I'm hearing is like the prosecution and the judge sort of like cut the defense at the knees, not even allowing Cliven Bundy to choose his own attorney. This is a speech with Roger Stone.
It's a kangaroo court, is basically what it is.
It's just the thing is, it's like, and we're calling on, and they're calling on Donald Trump to pardon, and this is what a pardon is used for. It's not to let your buddies off the hook who are criminals. A pardon was designed for if due process was violated, and you know, it was a kangaroo court. The president can pardon the person.
Yes. But now it's a payoff to political cronies. Remember when Clinton pardoned Mark Rich and everybody said, oh, it's an obvious payoff. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
But, you know, the thing is, it's more like the Bundy case, sure, like, it just outlines the actual abuse of the government and how they made rules and laws to protect themselves from the people and how they made laws to limit the weak and protect the strong. And, you know, this Bundy case involves Chinese land grabbing, Harry Reid. It's just so much corruption around this thing. I hope Trump pardons him. And there's one more person I think Roger Stone should have mentioned, because remember up in Oregon, they were protesting the Hammonds going to jail because they served time on an arson charge because they set a controlled burn on their own land to keep a fire to the BLM. Started from hurting their property, and they went to jail, but then the BLM took them in federal court. Now they're serving two prison terms on the same charge, and that's double jeopardy. And
it isn't, because one was filed at the state level and one was filed at the federal level, and unfortunately that can and does happen. Normally, prosecutors, if you've already been convicted and sentenced at the state level, federal prosecutors won't bother. But if it is politically motivated, then, yeah, they're just going to dogpile on you. But double jeopardy only applies within the same legal jurisdiction, state level versus federal level.
But still, I think Trump should pardon, because
Trump should pardon the Bundys. I think Trump should pardon Edward Snowden. I think Trump should pardon Julian Assange. I think Trump should pardon Leonard Peltier. I think Trump should pardon Mumia al-Jabbar and all these other people who are victims of the political corruption of this country.
And the thing is like, I really think when this thing comes to a head, it's going to be very ugly. And, you know, if it does start violently, my gut feeling is it's not gonna, the feds are going to be in a disadvantage, because it's not going to be on the ground of their own choosing. And that's a sad thing to say, Mike. Because they want the war, and believe me, but like I say, be careful what you ask for. And yeah, if they're going to ask for it, but guess what? It's going to happen when they're flat-footed, when they're not at an advantage. I mean, it almost happened at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, it was rather interesting that the might of the BLM and the various other forces, they did back down in the face of a determined armed citizenry, which of course is exactly the reason we were given that Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about target shooting. It is about giving the government the reason to leave us alone, because that's the way this country was set on up, where government was supposed to leave you alone unless you clearly had done something wrong. That's the reason for the Fourth Amendment. It's the reason for the Fifth Amendment. Unfortunately, our government does not play by the rules anymore. It has descended to absolute tyranny. It's arbitrary in its decision making. And unfortunately, Donald Trump has been, if he wasn't corrupted by the system before, he certainly is now.
Well, you know, the thing is, I thought that Jeff Sessions was a good pick for Attorney General, but now I think he should step down, because a lot of ways he's a throwback. He's marshaling his resources to go after pot smoking and medical marijuana.
Oh, it's worse than that. We were talking about the civil forfeiture. As you know, some states are starting to pass laws saying that you cannot take somebody's money until they're convicted of a crime, and Sessions is trying to reverse that. He wants a federal law that says the police can basically take your money even if you're not convicted of a crime, even if you're found not guilty. And it's just a cash grab.
Well, you know, the thing is, I would ask Jeff Sessions to resign and go retire, and I would ask Donald Trump to appoint former federal prosecutor, former congressman, Bob Barr.
Oh, he would be a good AG. He would be a very good AG.
No, because I think he knows how to balance the needs of the justice and the Constitution, which we need. We don't need a throwback to the, because Jeff Sessions is too much of a throwback in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? He's prejudiced over marijuana, and it's like, I never seen somebody carjack my car for marijuana, but I see him try to do it for crack. So,
yeah, that's absolutely true. But again, Sessions' war on marijuana has nothing to do with crime. It has to do with, again, protecting the profits of the alcohol industry and the tobacco industry. We are in a state of being a fascist economic dictatorship where government authority and corporate greed are aligned together against the general population. And so every decision made by that government supports the corporate profitability, clearly at the expense of what is best for the general population.
Well, you know, about a month ago, I did have surgery because I had a tumor in my bladder. I had bladder cancer. I had a tumor removed.
Ouch.
You know, I took a little bit of chemotherapy. I didn't take the doctor's prescription. I actually had marijuana-laced brownies to alleviate my nausea, which worked a lot better.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're starting to look at medical cannabis as an issue out here. And fortunately, as it turns out, there is this what's called CBD, which is the non-intoxicating part of marijuana. And apparently that is legal to own and use all across the country. And it's got all kinds of medical benefits. But they don't want you to know about that. The whole goal is to keep you dependent on the big corporations. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food in the backyard. They don't want you to be able to grow your own medicines. They don't want you to be able to collect your own water. Everything that you need has to be acquired from a corporation. It's enforced dependency, and it's exactly the same thing King George III did to the colonials that led to the American Revolution.
Well, these monopolies will collapse in time, because nobody will go to their company store no more. Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. We'll let you go. Unfortunately, the reality is, and we're already seeing this in the vaccine industry, the government is literally ordering us to buy products we do not want and do not need. And that right there is telling you we live in a dictatorship. All right, let's start with Sherry in Texas. I may have to take you through the commercial break. Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Okay, Mike. I agree with you. The drugs, this has to do with the lady in the pajamas and the bizarre behavior by the police.
Yes.
And I agree very much the drugs have to do with it, but there's an additional possibility here that I thought about, and I don't know if it was back in February 2, 2016 or not, but it was about back that far. And I thought about this then. There were two stewards on two separate airline flights that lost it. And it was very bizarre because they were trying to get the people to exit the airline, and they were saying, we're going to be bombed. And these were responsible employees. Now, within a short period, this was within a short period of time. They had one incident with a steward, another incident with a steward. And then there was a lady passenger that became irate, and I don't think that was related in the same way. Now, we never heard from these airline employees again to find out what caused this really bizarre behavior way up in the sky, and they were in charge of all these people. And I came up with the idea of hypnosis, and I know something about hypnosis. I've never been hypnotized, but it doesn't alter a person's
I used to practice hypnosis. Back when I worked as a professional magician, I learned how to hypnotize. And the effects of hypnosis are overblown in film and TV. You cannot force somebody to something that is inherently against their nature.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, so again, I don't think we're dealing with a hypnotized police officer here. Sherry, we're going to let you go.
Oh,
we're coming up here on the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's take another phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, I just want to make a few points here. I don't know if you noticed, but the last couple of days, the corporate media is starting to pose questions about Donald Trump's physical health. And is he physically fit to continue running the country, looking at the diet of McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and everything else that he supposedly eats? But I've seen this in more than one source. So they're already setting the stage for a possible soft assassination attempt. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about is Turkey's big FU to the U.S. for revealing the special forces over in Turkey. Well, what I see here is this is a result of a lot of karmic buildup for the violent coup attempt that the U.S. tried against Erdogan back last year. I don't know if one would be inclined to agree, but that's just the way I see it. Now, as far as Trump's appointments, Sessions and all the others he's trying to appoint, he's finding that in these appointments there really are no men. He and Putin are about the only two men among so-called men left. And when it comes to statesmen, what you have are men, you know, men with physical appearance but no physical attributes to get anything done. Now, the fourth thing I want to say, and I think one of the most important things, is the guy who called in a couple of calls ago about William Crystal. I don't know if he know, I don't know if you knew this, but William Crystal is the great-grandson of Leo Trotsky, of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia.
I did not know that.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Yeah, I was unaware of that.
Okay, that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, well, you're welcome. Getting on back, yeah, I've been seeing all these stories all of a sudden. And this is more of the same thing where Donald Trump is mentally unstable. We've got to get him out on the 25th Amendment. Now they're trying to say, oh, well, you know, he's too old for the job, like Hillary wouldn't have been. And, he can't keep it up. And they're still trying to figure out some way to destroy the Trump brand in the minds of the American people. And it's failing miserably. His numbers are going up. The corporate media's numbers are going down. And again, they're trying to destroy the brand. They're trying to make it so that people don't feel sympathy and support for Trump ahead of some more dramatic means to get him out of the Oval Office. And I fear greatly that if they're not able to impeach him, get him out under the 25th Amendment, or force him to resign, yes, they will try and kill him. It does seem to be headed that way indeed. Okay, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I've got callers waiting on the line. I'm going to wait until after we go into hour number three here. Meanwhile, over in Baltimore, a little bit of an embarrassment. A police officer tried to plant drugs on the house of a suspect, walked down the alley, put the drugs down, walked back, turned on his body camera, then went on back, pretended to search, found the drugs, and they went to do the arrest. Didn't realize that when you turn on the body cam, it automatically saves what happened for 30 seconds before you turned the switch on, and so the video captured him planting the evidence. So, again, bad cop, no donut. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.